From the pounding heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Tuesday, July 9, 2019, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, big names could be in trouble in the wake of the arrest of billionaire pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Names like Bill Clinton and Kevin Spacey being bantered about, but who's on the list and who will be exposed? Number two, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signs a new law that will make President Trump's tax returns available to Congress if they are demanded. Is it legal? And does it matter? The Dems are out for blood. And number one, war with Iran is coming. I tell you this so you don't become complacent and think it's all going to be okay, because it's not. I'm going to tell you right now, I have insider information. Insider information that's extremely important. And I share it with you because I want you to know what's going on. Back on June the 27th, Navy SEALs were called to Base Coronado, which is right near San Diego. And they were called into a non-classified meeting, and they didn't know why. Oftentimes when they get a call, it'll say, okay, we've got this or that going on. They got a non-specific call to come to Coronado, which means oftentimes you'd be sent out on assignment. But in this particular case, they were gathered in a room, scores of them. Both current and former Navy SEALs gathered together in a room. They didn't know why they were there. Their commanding officer, the current commanding officer of the SEALs, was there. And there are several different SEAL team. You hear about SEAL Team 6 all the time, but several different SEAL teams are in action on a regular basis. And after they gathered, there were people in the room that were current active duty and some that had not been active duty for 20 or 25 years, but were still on call. And that's the way it works for many of our military personnel, especially the specialized ones, the ones that work for the SEALs or the Rangers or Delta Force or whatever it may be. They have long-term commitments that may require them to return to service on a moment's notice if it is required. And many in the room thought that was what was going on. And as they sat there, they waited and then walked into the room. The former Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, the Mad Dog, walked in, who has resigned just recently, as you know, from the Trump administration. He said, allegedly over disagreements with the Iran policy. We also know he's closely tied to Jeff Bezos and the project going on to award the defense, the DOD project, for a new cloud server for all of its intelligence and classified material to be held. And Mattis and Bezos are close friends. But Mattis walks into the room along with a former Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, both former members of the administration. And they tell those there, they tell the Navy SEALs in attendance to get ready for war, and told the room that within 6 months, the United States will be at full-out war with Iran. And you ask yourself, how is that possible? And my sources say they're not sure why Mattis was there, or why it was non-classified, or why he had access, or why he would come at all, because he is not currently the Secretary of Defense. He is the former Secretary of Defense. And yet he showed up anyway. And so it's given me some pause to consider the ramifications. Is James Mattis and Ray Mabus, are they still involved with policy? Are they still involved with pulling the strings? Are they still involved with ushering the United States toward a war with Iran, which will be a serious war? Now, make no mistake, I don't believe for a second that Iran can match the United States when it comes to military power, not at all. I don't believe that Iran will be much more of a fight than Iraq was back a few years ago when we invaded there in 2003. I believe that Iran will put up a fight for a period of time, but then it will collapse quickly. The economy there already in shambles. The penalties and restrictions put on that country right now and the sanctions causing considerable harm to that republic. And so I ask you, are you concerned that the United States would go to war with Iran? I am. I think that we should have learned a serious lesson from our follies in Iraq and Afghanistan 20 years on, almost. And that we need to be particularly mindful of how we go into a conflict and how we conduct ourselves, how we handle ourselves, and where do we go from there? That's the key. Once you go in, if you believe that the Iranians are enriching uranium and that's not acceptable to you or to the Israelis or to the French or to the British or a whole host of other members that are among our allies, and if you believe that nothing short of military intervention will stop the Iranians from developing nuclear weapons, as we have learned this week, because the Iranians now say they're going to enrich beyond what they promised to five other world powers. Now, the Iranians point to the fact that the Americans left the deal put together by Barack Obama with the Iranians, but the United States was just one country. Five other world powers signed the deal with Iran that they are now violating, and they don't care. They're continuing to enrich uranium beyond the levels that they agreed not to. They have an amount that is in excess of an amount they agreed not to exceed. They are violating the terms of the deal they made with at least five world powers, and they don't care. And so back on June the 27th, I'm told that Jim Mattis and Ray Mabus came and spoke to the SEALs and told them, you're going back to work and going back to work soon. Now consider this. If you're calling in SEALs that have not been on the job in 20 years or 25 years, it's a serious undertaking. If you're calling back members of SEAL teams, that would put them, you know, in their 40s, maybe even 50 years of age, to go into active service for a period of time in the Middle East, well, this is a serious undertaking. So it occurs to me that maybe Donald Trump walked away from the conflict with Iran after the attack on oil tankers and after the downing of a Navy drone. Instead of making an early fight, he stepped back, maybe with the advice of John Bolton, maybe with the advice of others in his inner circle, and decided to prepare for a bigger conflict. I make you aware of this because I want you to consider the ramifications of war with Iran, another war in the Middle East, another war the United States would be entangled in. Would that make you more inclined to support this president? Would you support intervention into Iran? If the Iranians are, in fact, putting together nuclear weapons, do you feel that's important enough to go to war to bring that to an end? Send me a note. Go to SteveGruber.com. Go to SteveGruber.com. Drop me a note. I want to know. I want to know what you think about potential war with Iran, because according to sources that I have, reliable sources inside Coronado, that Mattis and others say that war is inevitable and that we will be with a full-blown war within 6 months. Again, SteveGruber.com, the place to drop me a line. I look forward to hearing from you. I'll go to that mailbag. I'll read your comments. I'll share it right here on the program. And what you think matters. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Visit Wyckoff Wellness, 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing. Call 517-333-7270 or log on to WyckoffWellness.com. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
I was diagnosed with cancer at age 6. 29 surgeries, a 15% chance to survive, not to mention the stitches they lost count of.
Dan Wiseman, a basketball player at Hazlett High School.
5 years of rehab, a 34-inch scar, and four doctors that said I would never play again.
But play he did.
Wiseman for three.
Don't take what you have for granted. Sports are a privilege.
A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.